This is GQDN for Tuesday, September 1st, 2026. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ26. By SwiftEnergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code QUEST. You get 25% off of your purchase. By patreon.com/groupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have Microsoft could be giving you money. There's an indie live expo coming. We'll give you the details on how to join them and when that will be. And Sony says that selling more PlayStation 5s is not as important as what it once was. But we begin with the race to world first. And here's your top five. At number five is Fat Shark. Yes. Right now there's 6 out of 8 completed. And they're at the venomous abyss, the coiled altar. So is at number four, Zhongzhou team. Right now they're at 11.66%. They could catch up to Method real quick because they're at number three right now, and that is Method. All Attack is what they're at right now. Liquid's number two, 74.6%. Method's at 78.1%, but Liquid's at 76%. Echo right now just went to bed at 60.76%. They saw part three. Yes, they did. 60.76%. This is a close one. We're keeping our eyes on it, but we're going to stick with Blizzard because PC Gamer said that there's going to be some changes to the Mythic Plus dungeon rankings, and that's not going to be the only thing. Because right now, Blizzard's going right through the new Mythic Plus dungeons, the top ranking 1% rankings for people who are paid for carries. World of Warcraft game director Ian Hesgrassus, I know I screwed that up, definitely, was talking about that. In the time dungeon mode, with its first ever rewards that leveled the past season, and a Midnight expansion did not extend, or which is extended through August 11th. It is extended. It was just like the high-end rewards and PvP content. The ranking level in Mythic Plus dungeons was flat with the percentage of players rather than a set score that they had to achieve. Some players paid for the privilege, and the glowy red and black bird mount came with the title. The boosts were controversial, and the percentage cutoff meant that every successful carry was removed as a player that legitimately earned a score. As Acostas did say, quote, "The team is doing a thorough scrub for this for season one, and we'll share more with the community soon on how we approach that review, as well as the final results," end quote. One of the Reddit users said, quote, "I hit 1% M plus rating yesterday and it lasted for 5 minutes. The 1%, well, that's what one of the people on Reddit did say. But further quote, "The 1% cutoff is going up by about 2 points every day. 90% of 21 level groups and 1% in the group finder by about 2 points every day. 90% of 21 level groups in the group finder are note keys where you need to pay the key holder to be invited. People are also buying actual boosts and masks because of the new 1% and resilient keystones, making it possible. Playing organically is no longer possible. And the 1% rewards were not yet rewarded in the game. And they're not yet. But we'll keep our eyes on what happens." And yes, for us PlayStation people, GamesRadar did say that the Sony CEO says that selling more PlayStation 5s is not important anymore. It's more about the subscription service because the console is now 6 years old. Via GamesRadar.com, that's what the CEO, Roki Totoki, to talk about the PlayStation 5 consoles, is not as important at this point of its life, but they will be monetizing the existing user base as being the priority. He was talking to the Wall Street Journal, and he explained that the ongoing global RAM shortages driven by the AI companies aren't Sony's biggest problem right now. They did cause the company to increase the PlayStation 5 consoles by about $90 across the board or more. And Totoki did explain, quote, "We are in the latter half of the lifetime cycle of PlayStation 5 console, which means We do not need to aggressively sell the console today. So Genki got up on X and said, quote, Sony CEO Hiroki Totoki says at this point in the PlayStation 5's life cycle, they do not need to aggressively sell the consoles. Says they are instead focused on monetizing the existing base over 95 million consoles sold at 125 million monthly active users, end quote. Totoki explained this. Further quote, we're focused on recurring revenue from the current user base, end quote. He was citing that PlayStation Plus and nothing over 95 million PlayStation 5 users console or PlayStation 5 consoles sold. The subscription service has more than 125 million people for it. He said that it was how to monetize that user base would be important for them. So they are focusing more on the subscription service. But we're going to go to Star Wars. Oh boy, here we go. Because some of the people in the Star Wars Zero Company developers left the company without pay. And that was prior to releasing the Star Wars Zero Company last week via Rock Paper Shotgun. And developers BitReactor reported the furloughed most of the team who made it because the staff is in limbo. And that's according to Gamefile report. The report did allege that BitReactor ran low on money, just releasing the Zero Company, leading to the furloughs while a small number of developers stayed on payroll. BitReactor spokesperson told the Gamefile that the decision to the furlough staff was solely BitReactor's. It is not an edict from the Zero Company's publisher, EA. And the studio did hope that the staff would bring back on payroll at some point. Companies such as Zero Company's launch as being a success suggested that spokesperson would be a factor where the letter could be end up happening. Zakaria Scott, former technical artist who claimed he had been fired by BitReactor, had accused the company of concealing the furloughs in a LinkedIn post. He told the Gamefile that the furloughed staff he had spoken to weren't competent, that a BitReactor were able to bring some stuff back on board. Everyone would be able to return to the pre-furlough jobs. So we shall see if they're going to be paid soon. But that is something that we don't know. But come on, we got to have some good news, right? Oh, we do. The Indy Live Expo will be on December 1st this year. And via Gamatsu.com, they said that the developer submissions is now open. Now, there's a link on their site in order to participate. So, if you want to, you have until September 28th at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, if you want it. The winter edition of the Indie Live Expo will showcase over 80 titles during the signature Indie Wave segment. The Ryu's office founder and CEO, Ruta Kunimeno, said in a press release, quote, the submission period is our favorite time of year. We have more than 1,000 submissions for the last event, and we're always ecstatic to see limitless creative capabilities of developers across the globe. We're honored to have showcased 3,300 indie games since we've started Indie Live Expo, and we are confident every type of gamer will discover a new favorite in this winter show, end quote, which is true. We'll end today with, will Xbox give you money? Yes, they will, but there's a catch. Eurogamer did say that Xbox will give you $5 if you buy Call of Duty Modern Warfare 4 on Xbox or on Xbox PC. And Microsoft kicked off the promotion just out of nowhere. So, if you pre-order the game on Xbox Series X and S or PC through the Xbox app, you will receive $5 in store credit, which can be used or later used in across the Microsoft and Xbox stores. But the promotion ends today at midnight Eastern Time, 9 p.m. PST. And I think that's a typo for Eurogamer because they said for Pacific time it's 8:95 o'clock. No, it's 8:59 o'clock, rest assured. So if you want to play, if you are available to play said game, then do it. Keep in mind, the Vault Edition is $100 with a 10% loyalty discount, bringing the price down to about $90. If you want it, go get it. This is Benny Dawn Forge Production 2026. All rights are reserved. We will see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some video games, people.